T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am happy to be back. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Rashad, I got to ask you a couple football questions.
For sure.
I've been talking to a lot of retired and recently retired players over the last few days. How did you transition? I know there was Dancing with the Stars, but like from a day-to-day life standpoint, how did you transition from playing this game from the time you were, what, 5?
Yeah, 6, yeah.
To not playing it anymore?
For me, the transition came in part of my every offseason in the NFL. Like, I always prepared for the retirement. I tell people, playing in the NFL, for me personally, it was like I snuck into a VIP party, right? And I don't have the credentials. So I'm just waiting at some point. One of these bouncers is going to come kick me out, right? And in this case, it took 8 years for him to figure out I didn't have a wristband.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm back. I'm back in the city beautiful. I'm so happy to be back in the studio. It is difficult for me to do the show without being able to look at the boys. Plus, I love their beautiful faces. You'll hear from Herb Lawrence and Rick Camp about his Super Bowl viewing experience coming up a little bit later on in the show. We're going to talk with Jeff Allen. Used to play for Kansas City. We'll do that in the next segment. Anthony Heron is going to join me at 1 o'clock in studio. I'm very much looking forward to that. But we start the show as we start all things with the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Monday, February 3rd, 2020. No palindrome there. The Illini have had a great season. They almost pulled it off against Iowa.
Feliz gives it to Bishanishvili. And this is what essentially was an open layup. Up ahead to Wieskamp. And the Hawkeyes are putting it away.
Yeah, the Hawkeyes put it away. That's our buddy Wayne Randazzo on the call. Herbie, I know you thought that Wayne was on the call. That's a dub for U of I.
Damn right. He still sounded great.
He's really good. When you start to think about the group of play-by-play guys that have come out of here, pretty damn good. It's a good list. All right, now on to, why are y'all putting Bulls highlights? All right, fine. They played yesterday before the Super Bowl, which we'll get to. Fine. Here is them getting beat by Toronto.
And Levine on a high low feed, intercepted by the length of Boucher to Lowry. Left side, McCall. They go to Lowry underneath. Now Davis with an easy right-handed layup. And Jim Boylan senses his ball club might be a little bit fatigued. Calls a timeout.
So they called a timeout. Was it a minute left? Or?
Well, that was in the third quarter.
I mean in the fourth quarter when they took the egregious timeout.
Minute four.
There's a minute four left in the game when he takes this timeout. And the announcer for the Raptors was not having it.
And a timeout here from Jim Boylan. What are you doing? You know Jim, what strategy are you talking? It's a 25-point blowout. There's a minute four left. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I want to get out of here. First of all, I didn't want overtime. What strategic adjustment are you making? Stuck 25.
Jack.
Come on, man. This is just... Really?
Jack Armstrong speaks for all of us, and apparently Zach LaVine, who just was sitting there going, why? Why are we doing this? Zach also has some thoughts about the problems with what the Bulls did in the game.
They did their job to win, and we threw it away. You know, same story that we do
you know, most of the games that we lead at halftime are going to the third quarter. You got to figure out how to stop doing that.
All right, enough with the Bulls. Although Zion is in town on Thursday. Enough with the Bulls. Now to the Super Bowl. Hey, I've been telling you for 2 weeks. Patrick Mahomes out here running the rock now.
Sherman is the fullback. Now he goes in motion. Second down goal. Mahomes under center. Snap, spin, rolls, fakes the pitch. Once, twice, he runs in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes. And the Chiefs have taken the lead late in the first quarter. That is the first rushing touchdown by a quarterback in a Super Bowl since Colin Kaepernick of San Francisco in Super Bowl 47. How about that?
How about that? Kevin Harlan not afraid to say his name. The 49ers played good defense for most of this game. They actually had Patrick Mahomes confused for a while. And Jimmy G came up with some big plays himself.
Five first downs, last five plays for the Niners. Offset eye. The Chiefs 15. San Francisco first and 10. Trailing by seven. Garoppolo under center. Gets the snap. Fakes the right handoff. He rolls. He throws to the near side. It's caught at the 10. Breaking a tackle. Juszczyk 5. Got a block. Cuts into the end zone. Touchdown 49ers. A 15-yard touchdown pass by San Francisco quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo to the fullback Kyle Juszczyk, weaving his way for the touchdown. And in a good move and some nice blocking and a broken tackle, he ties the game for the 49ers at 10 and 5:05 to play in the first half.
No surprise here. The 49ers had 22 carries for 141 yards. They averaged 6.5 yards per carry.
First and goal from the one. Garoppolo under center with an eye. Gets the snap, spins, hands off. Mostert over the right guard. Digs and backpedals. Touchdown, San Francisco! They take a 19-10 lead late third quarter on a one-yard touchdown run by Raheem Mostert.
Yeah. So now the Chiefs are behind, and there's like 7 minutes left in the game. And then Patrick Mahomes is like, oh, yeah! I'm totally Patrick Mahomes. Watch this.
Under center Mahomes, offset eye, fake handoff to the fullback and a quick throw in the end zone, caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kelce. The tight end just caught a one-yard touchdown pass by Patrick Mahomes. And the Kansas City Chiefs are back in business.
They were back in business. They were down 3 points. And then they got the ball back after Chris Jones gives you a second and five where he bats down a pass and then puts pressure on Garoppolo on third and five. They get the ball back, and if you give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense, bad stuff happens to you.
Four wide, Mahomes in the gun, shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, rolls and throws a gentle pass, caught with a leap at the five to the pylon on the near side by Williams. Touchdown! He got in! The Chiefs have taken the lead in Super Bowl 54 with 2:44 to go!
Play is under review.
Let's see, Bill Vinovich.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands. Touchdown.
Yeah, I didn't think that you could overrule that call. It was definitely close, but you couldn't overrule it. Williams had 2 touchdowns in the last 2 minutes of the game or whatever it was. Like, just ridiculous stuff. Kansas City rattles off 21 points in the fourth quarter, and they win the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is named MVP of the game. I would have given the MVP award to Williams. I thought that what he did, both running and passing the ball, was great. He was pretty mad in the postgame, not about not being MVP, but how we all talked. And I mean, I did a whole podcast about how the run game of the 49ers is sexy. Said it really bothered him that no one gave the Chiefs run game any props. He finished the game with 17 carries for 104 yards, 6 yards per carry for him, including a 38-yard touchdown. He also caught 4 passes and a touchdown. So good for him, good for the Chiefs. The new face of your NFL resides in Kansas City, and his name is Patrick Mahomes. I think we're in a good place between him and Deshaun and Lamar, like ushering out the older guys, Breeze, Brady, and Rodgers, having Russell Wilson kind of be the now guy, the elder statesman now, and then this next crop of dudes is on their way, 24 years old, wins Super Bowl MVP. So he's got an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP, and he hasn't turned 25 yet. That is your rundown for Monday, February 3rd, 2020. We are going to spend a lot of time talking about the Super Bowl in all facets.
We're going to talk with former Kansas City Chief Jeff Allen. I'm excited to talk with him about how this feels. I've got stories from Miami as well, so stick around. I'm Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. We are talking about the Super Bowl and everything that has to do with the Super Bowl. So Herbie went out and found us someone that's probably getting a Super Bowl ring. I mean, he's on the team until October. Illini's finest, Jeff Allen, King High School. Or I guess it was a King. Well, I can ask Jeff. It was probably King College Prep when he was going there, because that's what it is now. It's all fancy. But he is joining us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. He was playing offensive line for the Chiefs until October this year, and you can call him Jeff Stradamus on Twitter because he predicted that they would win the Super Bowl weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks ago. What's up, Jeff? How are you?
What's going on? Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so first things first, was it King College Prep when you were there, or was it still King High School?
No, it was King College Prep. I think I was the second and the third class ever in that school history, King College Prep.
Okay. I'm sure I yelled at you because I had a condo that was right on 45th and Drexel. So,
oh, man. So you grew up right down the street from me. I grew up on 43rd and Greenwood.
Okay. Yeah. So you're right there, right? Right there, yeah. In Kenwood. It's always funny to me that King is in Kenwood. Kenwood is in Hyde Park, and Hyde Park is in Woodlawn. But that's a whole other story for a different day. It doesn't make a lot of sense. So congratulations, because you're getting a ring, right?
Man, honestly, I don't know yet. That's up to the team, but I'm pretty sure I have a great relationship with the people there. Andy Reid, Brett Veach, all the coaches, everyone. So, you know, my gut tells me they're going to give me one, but it's up to them. I still got paid. That makes me feel a little better.
Well, no, I mean, that's an excellent thing to have happen, you getting paid. So you've been in the huddle with Patrick Mahomes. What's he like?
He's a special kid, man. To be that young and that mature at this point in his career, and to be able to handle the success he's had thus far and absolutely conquer the playoffs this year, it's just a testament to the type of human being he is and generational talent he is.
I was at media night, and I got to talk to a bunch of the coaches for Kansas City, and they were all telling me stories about things that Patrick Mahomes does in practice that just – you leave you going, wow, I didn't know that quarterbacks could do that. I get that you're blocking in practice, but do you have one of those stories of seeing Patrick Mahomes do something that made you go, oh my goodness?
I've seen Pat throw it behind his back. No lie, like a behind the back pass, like a basketball player for a touchdown. I mean, it was only like a 6 or 7 yard throw to the end zone, but it was pretty accurate.
So when you see that, did you have to go, like, watch the video to make sure that you saw it?
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, that's when I saw it. I saw it on the video because, you know, I was laughing at the time. It's like watching the Harlem Globetrotters, seeing some of the things that he does in practice, and you're like, there's no way. I mean, he did the no-look thing the year before everyone saw it on national TV, and everyone's looking at each other like, there's no way he's going to try this in the game. And the kid does it, so. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he threw it behind his back one day.
Wow. Chicago native and Kansas City Chief Jeff Allen joining me here on The Score as the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Andy Reid, everyone that I talked to down in Miami had such great things to say about him. What was it like to play for him?
It was great, man. I was in Kansas City a year before he got there, so you know, I came off a horrible season. We were 2-14, had a ton of talent. I think we had about 9 or 10 guys go to the Pro Bowl that year. We just weren't putting wins together. So we made a change, and we switched over to Andy, changed the quarterback to Alex Smith. And we went from 2-14. I think we won 11 games that year. We're practically the same roster. So that tells you what type of leader he is, what he brings to an organization. But he just made it fun for me. You know, as a rookie, obviously I was just fighting to keep my head above water. I was like a deer in the headlights. But when he came, he just made it easy. He's a teacher. He slows the game down for you. And I can't speak more good things about him.
Well, what about the head coach here in Chicago? Do you have any good things to say about Matt Nagy?
Yeah, Nagy was the QB coach when I was there. I left when he became the offensive coordinator. But Nagy was a great dude, man. Obviously, offensively, he has a great mind. He learned from one of the best, in Andy Reid. And you can see some of the, the creative things he does in Chicago. And that first year, they had some real good success. It's just, you know, this year wasn't the best year, and sometimes that happens. Whether it be personnel things or whether it be just a bad year schematically, that just happens.
So where were you watching from yesterday?
I was actually watching it at home. I was supposed to be in Miami. My son ended up getting the flu. He had 104-degree fever. He got it on Thursday. So he's fighting that thing for 3 days, and I'm like, I'm not leaving my son to go to to the Super Bowl unless I'm playing in it. So I stay here in Dallas and watch it on my couch with my family.
So walk me through what it felt. First of all, is your son okay? Is he doing better?
Yeah, he's doing great. He broke his fever that Sunday morning. He was in great spirits, doing a ton better. So that's good.
Okay, that's really good. I'm glad that he is feeling better. So while you're watching this, what emotions are going through you?
Man, it's you know, a lot of people call me, some of my close friends and family, and they're like, man, are you okay? Like, you know, this is a bittersweet moment. But for me, honestly, I knew this was going to happen before it did. So I weighed the decision when I decided not to go back to Kansas City after they released me. They called me called me Sunday night. They had a guy go down. It was always the plan for me to come back when someone got hurt. It was a complete business move to release me to get somebody else back on the roster and to bring me back when someone got hurt. But when that happened, I was contemplating retiring just because of, you know, some of my health concerns and the things I was dealing with. But I had a dream before the season that they were going to win the Super Bowl. And the entire offseason, they were calling me. They called me about 3 times, you know, just to see if I was going to stick to that decision. And then the third time they called, like 2 nights before, I had a dream they won the Super Bowl. And I was like, man, you know, that felt real. And sure enough, two days later, I get a call from Brett Veach, and he's like, hey, just calling to check in again. Just want to make sure that you're sticking to that decision because we're getting ready to try to sign a veteran offensive lineman. But you're the number one guy for us. Just want to make sure you're completely sold on that decision of retiring. And I was like, you know what? You know, I think I'm ready to come back. And that's why I came back, because I knew how special this team would be.
Man, that is really, really crazy. So, I mean, you've been with a bunch of these guys since 2012, some of the guys. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, you come in after being in Houston and you meet a new set of guys. So for those guys and them winning it, when you're watching them figure it out, come back in the fourth quarter, score 21 points, how does that make you feel knowing that you were at least a small part of it?
It makes me feel great, man, to be honest with you. And knowing, particularly on that offensive line, you know, watching a guy like Eric Fisher grow, seeing a guy like Larry Tardif grow, Austin Reeder, who this is his first year starting in the center. I'm seeing how he progressed throughout the season and knowing, like, the conversations that I had with those guys during the year when there were ups and downs. And I actually got a text from a couple guys before the game, and they thought about me during the biggest day of their life, just to send me a text to say, hey, you know, we're thinking about you. Appreciate everything you've done for me. And that made me feel great. And that's one of the things that you know, it makes me know I served my purpose.
Jeff Allen of the Kansas City Chiefs, local product, went to King Prep, played at the University of Illinois, played with the Kansas City Chiefs until October of this year. We're talking with him about the Super Bowl. By the way, congratulations on the Illini football program starting to look like it's turning around a little bit.
Yeah, man, that was awesome to see. You know, got to the first bowl game in a while. But more importantly, they competed this year. It may not have been, you know, a bunch of wins like everybody would want, but every single game they competed, and I think it's a bright future for them.
Are you completely done? You have no regrets? You're out and you're ready to move on to the next thing?
Yeah, I'm completely done, man. I thought about it, like, when they called me back, and actually when I got released, I went to Chicago. I flew right to Chicago. I released on a Thursday, flew to Chicago Thursday night, hung out with family and friends, and we just discussed it. They're like, hey, you don't know when you're going to get that call back because you never know when someone's going to get hurt. What are you going to do if they call back? And I was like, you know, honestly, I think this is just a sign of God to tell me, you know, it's time for you to move on because you've been having these thoughts for a while. And so just do it. Pull the trigger. No matter when they call, just be ready to be done, even with knowing that's a possibility of winning the Super Bowl. And I was okay with that. And that's really what gave me the confidence to do it, to know that I wouldn't have any regrets when this day came.
What things physically are you worried about when it comes to post-NFL life?
Well, I've dealt with it. When I got released from Houston, it was because of injury settlement, a concussion issue that I wasn't recovering from. So we did injury settlement. Right when I got released, I got a call from about 10 or 12 teams. But I wasn't healthy yet. So I was like, hey, I told every team, like, hey, I'm still getting over this concussion. I'm feeling better, but there's still some things protocol-wise that I have to clear before I can step foot on the football field again if I want to. So out of those 10 to 12 teams, there was only like three teams that stuck by me when I told them that. One obviously being Kansas City. And my thought process behind going back was, if I'm going to go back, it's going to be to win. It's going to be an ideal situation where I know I can win. And what's more ideal than going somewhere where you've been before and you know the people in the building. And they have this extremely talented roster. I mean, at the time, I knew nothing about Patrick Mahomes. The only thing I knew is what I was reading, how great he was doing in practice. But what sealed the deal for me was when I called some of the guys that were on the roster that I knew before. And they told me, like, everything that you're reading is real. This kid's the real deal. So I was like, no, say no more. I'm there. And Andy Reid called me, and he's like, I trust you. I believe in you. And that's when I went back after leaving Houston. And then we lost the AFC Championship game, and I was devastated. I had a bad taste in my mouth. And I went into the offseason again thinking, like, you know what, this is it for me. You know, I gave it all I had and waited the entire offseason, waited again, and got the same similar call throughout the offseason. I told them, no. I think I'm done. And then they just stayed on top of me. They were persistent. And eventually I had that dream, and I was back.
Man, the whole thing is pretty crazy, man. And on top of this, here's why I think you and I can get along. Not just because we're both Southsiders, but also because you have a love for cookies.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Cookiesociety.com. So this is, you and your wife have started this up?
Yeah, so my wife started this about 2 years ago in Houston. It was just a deal that she was having fun with. She's always made cookies after victories, and I would take it to the stadium. And a few of my teammates, toward the end of the year, they wanted some for the holidays. And they're like, hey, you know, can I get some? And me being an entrepreneur from the south side of Chicago, I'm like, dude, ain't nothing free. What you going to pay me for this? You feel me? Like, what I'm going to get out of this? I'm not giving you this for free. You only get cookies for free after wins. So I end up going to my wife, like, hey, such and such wants X amount of cookies. This is what we're going to charge them. And she's like, I just make cookies for fun. I'm like, you make really good cookies. You can turn this into a business. That was our first customers. There were some of my teammates. And then we launched the website just to see if people would buy cookies online, and we start shipping them nationwide.
Man. All right. So if you want to buy cookies, cookiesociety.com is where you can buy cookies. And I saw some of the flavors, and I'm very excited. I'm very excited about the sea salt, and I'm excited about the snickerdoodle. I'm a longtime snickerdoodle guy, and a warm snickerdoodle is starting to rise on my rankings of cookies. What's your favorite?
My favorite personally is banana pudding.
That's my favorite.
My second favorite is cookie butter. And then I would say my third favorite is probably cookies and cream. But you can't go wrong with anyone. We don't put anything on the menu that sucks. I can tell you that much.
Well, cookiesociety.com, if you want to go check it out and get yourself some what are some amazing looking cookies, I'm going to order some. And Jeff, I appreciate you being on the show, man. Congratulations. I'm knowing the way that the Kansas City Chiefs work as an organization, I expect that you will have yourself a Super Bowl ring. And if nothing else, you have the knowledge of being out there first and saying we are for sure winning the Super Bowl.
Without a doubt, man. No matter which way it shakes out, I'm extremely proud to have ever been a Chief and what they've accomplished.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Good luck with cookiesociety.com.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That's Jeff Allen. He played for the Chiefs this year. He's from the south side of Chicago. And he's got a cookie company called cookiesociety.com. Campy, have you started to look over this menu of cookies?
Maybe.
Okay, so here's the list of cookies that they have. This is, like, my mouth is watering thinking about these cookies. Chocolate chip with sea salt. Turtle cookie. Brownie Nutella. Cookie butter. He was saying that's one of his favorites. Birthday cake. Red velvet. Snickerdoodle. Big fan. Cookies and cream. Salted caramel. Peanut butter. Banana pudding. White chocolate macadamia. They're going to introduce a peanut butter and jelly cookie. They just did a milk and cereal one. And how interesting that the oatmeal raisin has just been added to this. That it wasn't one of the original cookies because, you know, people don't want it.
It's funny how that works.
It's funny how the lead cookie is the chocolate chip cookie. It's funny how that was immediately available and now they're just adding the oatmeal raisin.
It's like somebody with that opinion that oatmeal raisin is the goat is wrong.
Yeah. They're making a lot of money selling chocolate chip cookies with sea salt on it.
I mean, when even banana pudding, like all some of these varieties that are much more niche are on the menu before oatmeal raisin.
It kind of lets you know, doesn't it?
You're on par with milk and cereal, which looks like an intriguing cookie, but I mean, to be honest, where's that in the hierarchy?
I mean, ahead of oatmeal raisin, apparently. Herbie, great job. Like, that was a Herbie get. Herbie was like, hey, we should talk with this guy. And I was like, okay. And it ended up being great. And we're going to get cookies. So it's even better. We'll talk about the halftime show and the game with the boys. And Rick Camp had an experience yesterday watching the game. We're going to discuss that next here on The Score.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NUSports.com. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. I had a good time watching the Super Bowl. Ordinarily, like, I'll go out. I was planning on going over to Tanny's, but I wasn't feeling quite 100%, so I stayed home. I got a nice surprise when my brother, my nephew, and my great-nephew showed up to watch the game with me. That was a lot of fun to be able to do that and watch the game with them. I got to hone in on the actual broadcast a little bit,
which was fun. Now, I will say, I didn't watch a lot of the pregame yesterday. I was watching Ridiculousness on MTV because I had spent a whole week in Miami, so I kind of knew the particulars of what was important. And here's some of the X and O stuff. Like, I kind of knew that stuff going in. Ridiculous. I was treated with the Brian Urlacher episode of Ridiculousness yesterday, which was very funny. Then I turned over right in time to see the open, like the open of the game broadcast. And I thought that Fox pulled out all the stops. I don't know how much they paid The Rock, but he was worth every penny.
All right, faithful, it's about that time. We all know about this storied franchise, the rings, the legends. But tonight, it isn't about them. It's about this team. If there's a way to get that W, trust me, they will find it. Starting with this man, Jimmy G, leading his team to 15 wins and counting.
Going for it all.
He's got it!
Four names who haunt the very soul of opposing quarterbacks and their future grandchildren. The law office of Buckner, Armstead, Bosa, and Ford. But the key is, as Mr. Sherman knows, it's not talking smack if you can back it up. And straight from the people's champion himself, allow me to introduce you to the people's tight end. My man George Kittle will block, he'll catch a pass, he'll lay the smack down on your candy ass.
Here goes George Kittle.
This team, this time, this moment, here come the champions of the NFC.
I mean, let's go. Obviously they have the relationship with the WWE. Not that he works for them anymore, but why didn't we think of this before? Why didn't we think of giving people with great mic skills the opportunity to bring a team out? That's how you bring a team out. It made so much sense. Like, in the moment, I'm going, well, yeah, give The Rock a microphone and tell him he's got 90 seconds. Here's a little bit of a script and he can play with it or talk off of it if he wants to. I was like, I'm hype. I'm hype. So what you got for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here they come. So what if it's been 50 years since Kansas City was last here? By the time it took you to answer the door and tip the pizza guy, this team just scored another touchdown. For the four people on the planet not familiar with my man Travis, he's the tight end who led the league in yards, catches, and made opposing defenses question their life choices. Now there's fast, and then there's these guys. They are Hill, Watkins, and Hardman. But collectively, they are the Legion of Zoom. You know this guy don't care. Mr. Matthew, time to unleash hell. And if that's not enough, there's this man, Patrick Mahomes. You cannot take your eyes off it for fear that you will miss something incredible. So, Kingdom, are you ready? You waited 5 decades to hear it. Here come your champions of the AFC.
Yeah, let's go! Let's go!
The Rock is cooking.
What a better way to incorporate the theater that is wrestling with the theater that is football. That's how you do it. I don't know how you top that. Who gets the Super Bowl next? Because they rotate, right? So probably CBS next?
I'll check it, but it's in Tampa, so that's terrible.
Well, it's still at least going to be kind of warm, and we can see Rock if we go down to Tampa next year. I do think it's going to be a little bit more difficult to get people to go there than it is to go to Miami. Everyone wanted to be in Miami, and everyone was in Miami.
NBC.
John the Rock Mamola.
Wait, what was that, Campy?
NBC has the next Super
Bowl. NBC's, oh, well, all right. Well, they, you know, Al and Chris got juice. They can get someone in there to make it happen. I loved that. I thought that was great. And then I loved, we were talking about it during during crosstalk. I loved the intro. The Take It to the House Kid intro was really great. I don't know who put it together, but whoever did deserves a raise, because that was everything that they want to do. They want to get more kids to play football. They want to make football cool. You got the kid who's there with the OBJ hair color and the Patrick Mahomes hairstyle. And you got a history lesson of the NFL. You know what surprised me? So Saturday night, I watched Loyola win their game against Bradley. About 9:30 or so, that game's over. I've been feeling like crap like the whole weekend. So I was downstairs on the couch just underneath a heated blanket trying to sweat some of this stuff out. I fall asleep. I've fallen asleep watching NFL Network because I wanted to see some of the stuff that they were doing. I woke up and they did this whole thing about Black History Month. And so I thought I was dreaming because it's the NFL. But I sit up and watch it. And I'm sitting there going, how black they going to get on this Black History Month retrospective? Because I had sent a text message to Herbie and Campy earlier in the night because there was a thing on BET where a Super Bowl goes gospel. And it was on BET. And I was like, of course it's on BET. I was shocked at how in-depth they went into Black history in the NFL, including, and you may have remembered this, remember when the Bears wore the throwback jerseys this year? And then the Bears didn't realize that that was during a period where Black people didn't get to play in the NFL. They talked about it in this retrospective. And I was like, no way. And you know what else they talked about? They talked about protesting. And they showed Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid kneeling. I couldn't believe it. Now, granted, this thing was on at, what, 1:30 Eastern a.m.? But still, there was a production piece that got greenlit by the NFL where they talked about one of the NFL's most shameful periods, and then Colin Kaepernick, who no one wants to say his name. It blew my mind. It was a good, I think the NFL had a really good week. And I enjoyed the halftime. I was going to enjoy the halftime show no matter what, because I'm a J-Lo stan. So I was going to enjoy it. But I thought that Shakira was great. I got exactly what I was expecting. It was super Miami. It was super Latinx. It was super sexy. They threw in some stuff, some subliminal stuff. I'm all for it. Can we bring back Janet now? Can Janet do one more? That'd be good. Herbie's boy JT got her blackballed. That's your guy. That's your man.
Thought he would do it in Minnesota when he had his solo chance.
No.
It was a great time to make up for it and say, you know what? It wasn't her fault. It was our fault.
Nah, man. That was when he was doing his transition to country music.
Ugh, that trash album, Man of the Woods.
Until he realized that nobody want to hear him sing country music. They don't care if he's from the South.
Now he's stepping out on his wife, allegedly.
I don't know about that. He was just holding hands with a woman. That's fine. So it's co-star. It's fine. Big Ann Heron is going to be here. We're going to break down X's and O's of Super Bowl 54 next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.